No Good Deed by Lynn S. Hightower. For Wendell Berry. Chapter 1. I tell you what, this horse business is more crooked than the car business ever thought of being. Doug Campbell, car salesman and horse owner. The first time Sonora saw the farm, it was dusk, and there were horses running in the paddocks. It did not seem like the kind of place where a young girl of 15 could saddle up a horse for an afternoon ride and never come back, though Sonora did not know what such a place might look like. Girl and horse had vanished sometime around 3:30 that afternoon. The child had not disappeared entirely without a trace. She had left blood and a discarded riding boot. Sonora turned the pathfinder off the dark ribbon of back road onto the long dirt driveway that led to the barn. The sky was black and blue like a bruise. It would be dark soon. Gritty dust rose from the grind of gravel beneath tires that were much in need of replacing. The pathfinder hit the bottom of a pothole, and Sonora bounced. New shocks wouldn't be a bad idea, either. As soon as God and Visa allowed. Three patrol cars were parked at odd angles at the end of the drive, and blue strobe lights arced across the face of a weathered 20-stall barn. There were horses inside looking out. Light blazed from the tiny barred stall windows. Sonora parked her pathfinder next to a gold Taurus. Sam was here then, in the company car. Maybe he'd have it solved. She put the pathfinder in park, left the doors unlocked, paused to look out over the small 10-acre farm. The fencing was bad, slats broken, whole sections sagging, paint bleached from black.